Are you caught in a financial stronghold? I am Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. Strongholds are false beliefs and bad philosophies. It's easy to get trapped in them when it comes to money. One financial stronghold that's hard to identify in ourselves is selfishness. It has a powerful negative influence on our lives. Selfishness is living with an attitude and view of the world that everything must work in my favor and to my advantage, or it must not work at all. In 1 Samuel 25, we meet a man named Nabal. His name means fool. That's because he was captive to the stronghold of selfishness. He had abundant resources, but when David and his men were starving, he was unwilling to share a single bite of food with them. Despite the fact that David's men were good and helpful to his men, Nabal refused. Caught in the stronghold of selfishness, his fate was sealed. He lost everything, including his life. So let's get practical. Selfishness is the state of being unwilling to give money, time, or love. It's a total preoccupation with self and a dangerous stronghold. Who willingly admits that they're selfish? We see it in others, but we're often blind to our own captivity. That's why we stay locked in it for years. Selfishness can be overcome by obeying God. Recognize that He is your provider. Then give without expectation of what you'll receive in return. Give of your time, and of your money, and of your influence. Don't be a Nabal. Give and experience the joy it brings. And if selfishness has led to credit card debt, Christian credit counselors can help you. They'll create a debt management plan specifically for your needs. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/ccc.